And also tonight, what was written on a note found in the gunman's hotel room, as we also learn just how much the gunman made in those casinos in the days before the attack and the millions he made in just 1 year. Here's ABC's chief investigative correspondent, Brian Ross.
She just returned to the U.S. from the Philippines 2 days ago. But tonight, federal authorities have put a close watch on Mary Lou Danley to make sure she doesn't try to leave the country as they struggle to find the motive behind her boyfriend's crime.
We have no credible information to report to you as to motivation.
FBI agents and police say they are skeptical of her claims that she knew nothing about the plans of her longtime boyfriend, Stephen Paddock. But a family friend who visited them in Nevada says that could well be true, that she was subservient to him.
It's not what I saw as a loving, caring relationship.
Adam Lefevre told an Australian TV station he spent a week with the couple in Nevada in 2015, staying with them in a luxury casino suite, and later at Paddock's home, where Paddock showed off what he called his gun room.
He was very strict and very firm on the fact that it is a right, it is a capacity, and it's the freedom of every American resident and person to participate, to own a gun and use it as seen fit where need be, and that law should never be changed.
Late today, authorities confirmed reports the shooter left behind some kind of a note, which authorities say contained a series of cryptic numbers, but was not a suicide note. Officials are tracking every aspect of Paddock's life, back to high school in Los Angeles and earlier, and his recent prescriptions for Valium.
We are looking at every aspect from birth to death of this suspect in this case.
In the final days before the shooting, officials tell ABC News Paddock was seen in the company of prostitutes and went gambling in the Mandalay Bay Casino, winning big jackpots on both Friday and Saturday nights.
And Brian, back with us tonight. And Brian, you were telling us that Stephen Paddock called himself a professional gambler, and you're learning just how much he made in 1 year alone.
Yes, David. In the year 2015, he reported income of $5 million.
$5 million. And no motive.
That's right.
Brian, thanks. I hope.